Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this special episode of The Daily Zeitgeist. Miles, what's special about this episode?
Well, I would say, first of all, the location.
Okay.
We are not in our usual studio.
We are not. Look at that. Yeah. I just realized that.
You may hear some sounds right now, and that's because we're currently at the LA Auto Show.
We are, and we're sitting inside a car.
Yes.
I often listen to podcasts inside a car. I've been told by our listeners that they listen to podcasts inside a car. We have never spoken to you from inside a car.
And now we are doing it. But this is not just any car.
It is not.
Okay, this is the 2020.
Tell them what it is.
Mazda CX-30.
Mm.
Okay, now, for some of you, you might say, well, what's that? I'll tell you what it is. It's one of the greatest cars I've ever seen. Full disclosure, do I own a Mazda? Yes. Do I love Mazda? Yes. Am I half Japanese? Yes. Is Mazda a Japanese car company? Yes. All of the above, yes. Is this car lit? Yes. Not just, you know, in a very slang sense. There's actually a really nice light coming in right
yes.
now. It's lit pretty beautifully. I think there's cameras in front of us as well.
There is.
This is an unusual environment, but this is an unusual circumstance. Mazda saw that The Daily Zeitgeist is probably the number one podcast on Earth.
Probably. Officially.
Undeniably. Verifiably. Don't look at the charts. It's not about the charts. It's about a feeling.
Right.
And we feel like the best podcast on Earth.
Just like we engineer this podcast towards a feeling.
Yes.
Mazda engineers their cars towards a feeling.
Yes. I just do want to say being in a car like this makes me feel very accomplished. Has like stitching with leather on the dashboard. That's something I never thought I would say. I would be looking out as I sit in this driver's seat.
Miles is weeping. There are tears rolling down his face.
Details.
But he's doing a great job keeping it together.
I mean,
proud of you, man.
I'm sorry, Jack. I got to keep talking about this car. It's actually, just full disclosure, I'm sitting in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And people have heard me on the past in the show talk about posture and how important that is. This seat I'm in, it is tilting my pelvis in a way that is aligning my spine.
Because,
you know, when you get in a car, you just want to lean back. Some people want the gangster lean.
Yes.
Sometimes I want to be upright because my back hurts. And this is accomplishing that, and I just feel hugged.
You look more upright. You look, like, healthy.
Yeah.
Like you're breathing for the first time.
And also, the seat is giving me the hugs that my father never gave me. But that's a different episode entirely. I mean, we're here to talk really about this feeling of being alive. And when I think Mazda said, hey, we like y'all. Do you like us? I said, well, I do.
Yes.
But what are we talking philosophically here? And they were talking about this whole campaign of feel alive, right? And feeling alive and what that means to people. And that got us thinking, What
flow
does that mean?
State.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a really good book by this doctor named Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. Yes, who I learned about. He was I'm maybe still based at UCLA, but when I was going there, that's when I first heard about this man's work. And it's all about kind of how we quantify or how we qualify how what it means to feel alive or what adds to our general feeling of what's the word for life? Virality? Virile?
Vitality.
Vitality. Thank you so much. See, I'm overwhelmed by the interior and the new car smell.
Mm. Yeah, it does smell good in here, actually.
I know. We might just do 30 minutes of hard sniffing.
Is it weird? Is it weird that I'm breathing so much on this episode?
You know what? Hold on.
Yeah, it's leather.
Steering wheel? Leather.
Yeah.
That's a new one for me. Yeah, and just sort of this idea of like what it means to actually add to this feeling of living.
Yeah. And you were saying that he has kind of an interesting background, right?
Yeah.
That brought him to this study?
Essentially, right? He was growing up in war-torn Europe after World War II and sort of looking around at people's on trying to understand, you know, with the complete absence of like property or infrastructure and things like that, he still noticed that people were able to maintain some sense of well-being.
Right. As the Daily Zeitgeist resident historian, I had always imagined that war-torn Europe would be, I think the technical term is a bummer.
Yeah.
But you were saying that he found people
the technical term is a bummer.
He found people who were enjoying their lives. They were
And that kind of sent him on this journey of trying to understand, like, okay, what does it mean to feel alive? Like, how do we even define what we do in our lives that give us this feeling of like wellness or meaning?
Right.
And so at first he was trying to find that secret sauce and what that all means. And I think we'll talk about that after this break.
All right.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
Still again, in a car.
Reminding you, still in a car.
You know, I'm going to actually close this moonroof because I just wanted to say moonroof.
Yeah. Want to get a little atmosphere going in here?
Should I? I'm going to get in the back seat really quick.
Are you?
Yeah, I just want to feel this. Hold on. Sorry, guys. While
can
I move.
He do that?
Yep, I can. Watch me. Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah.
Now, is it strange for you to be in the back seat of a car? I know, like, after driving the same car for 3 years, I got in the back seat of that car.
Of your own?
Of my own car, and I was like, wow, this is strange.
To be honest, with me in the back seat, you in the front passenger seat, and no one in the driver's seat, I'm pretending we're in an automated vehicle.
Yeah.
And the year is 2020. So, back to the flow.
Back to the flow. Let's get in the flow.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, you're probably asking, okay, what is a flow state? I'm sure you've seen TED Talks. Maybe you have. Maybe you haven't.
Right.
But it's basically, you know, it's a zone that people get in.
Where, right. Athletes call it the zone.
Yeah.
Artists
call it,
with their more flowery language, call it flow.
Yeah. Inspiration, maybe creative inspiration that they don't know where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But through Csikszentmihalyi's research, he was first interacting with people like musicians and artists, and trying to find out, like, okay, how do they feel alive? And realize a lot of what they were discussing is, with a painter, when I'm painting, time just seems to melt away as, you know, the creativity flows through my brush. And I know not what I'm doing. I'm merely a vessel for this inspiration. And a lot of art, like even musicians would describe this. And at first he was like, okay, maybe this is a thing limited to just musicians or creatives.
Right.
But then he
because
realized
musicians are the only happy people on earth, right?
Well, no, you know why he says it, right? Is because, like, a lot of artists, they'll toil and they will pursue their art sometimes without any kind of fame or fortune.
Right.
Because to them, that whole pursuit is what's meaningful to them. And I think that was sort of the beginning part of, like, wait, hold on. So it's really not about, a lot of the times we think about, is this happiness tied to, like, wealth or your location or your age? And you know, through a lot of research, you realize income hardly affects your overall state of well-being or sense of well-being.
Right. And people will chase creative fulfillment despite, you know, not having some of those things that we think are the goals of life, right?
How many people do you know who have a SoundCloud page?
I think it's everyone.
How many people have a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, but I mean, I think, like, at the same way, we look at a lot of people, you'll see people who, whether it's through their art, you'd be like, man, I can't, they're still doing it.
Yeah.
They're still doing it. Because at the end of the day, a lot of it isn't really about what maybe we define as, like, the end goal, but more about what is actually fulfilling us in that pursuit.
Yeah.
And that's what this flow state is all about. It's a zone where you engage in a task that requires skill. It has to be skill. It can't just be, you can't just be on autopilot.
Right.
And it has to be slightly challenging and also provide you instant feedback. That's when he realized, okay, this is a way to achieve this state without being a creative, so to speak.
Yeah, I think there's an aspect of it that is like, what, you know, when you're going downstairs and if you think about how your feet are moving one in front of the other, like, it messes you up. But there's like a part of your mind that has no, like, conscious awareness that is making your feet, like, move faster than the speed of thought. Like, it's like that, but at a larger overall level. There has to be, like, all these other things, like creative fulfillment.
I'm sorry, do you struggle walking downstairs? That's the main takeaway.
So you know how
you know how I'm always thinking left foot, right foot, down a little bit, down a little bit more.
So you know how I have to audibly say 1 foot,
two
other
foot. 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot. I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't know how he knows how to count the steps.
Oh, boy.
No, it is, and I think, you know, just with the studies they've done, right, they've even played the same music played by two different kinds of performers. One, like, you know, we'll say it was like a Mozart quartet piece or something.
Yeah.
And realized they played two groups of musicians, one that were like seasoned pros who just do like, just they're like, put the music in front of me and I can just rip through this.
Right.
And then another group who was a little more, less about just sort of like less mechanical, right? Like they were more engaged rather just on autopilot. And even when they played this music for people, the people 90% of the time said the version that was not on autopilot, the one where people were like much more engaged and even playing the piece, even if they didn't know music, it sounded better to them.
Right. You could almost like feel the feeling coming through.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's another kind of example of this with people think of photographic memories as like acting as if it's a camera, right? Mm-hmm. Like, but so one of the people or one of the groups of people that are famously have photographic memories are chess masters. They can just look at a board and like for one split second and remember every piece, like where it was
and the
on
the
board.
Of the
yeah,
pieces,
and,
right.
And the position of the pieces. But they found that it doesn't work if the pieces are just arranged randomly in a place in a way that they couldn't actually get to for a game, so it has to be like part of some overall structure.
Basically. Oh, right. Like you couldn't just randomly put like a pawn in a part of the board it wouldn't reach or a rook or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, it has to actually be like part, like somewhere in the course of an actual chess match, or else their brain like won't capture it. So it's like connecting the actual context, the actual overall goals with whatever their art form is, with, you know, being able to be so good at the thing that you can kind of dissolve into it, like some people can when they're going downstairs, and I can't. But I've been studying it, and I think one of these days I'm going to get it.
Do you, so is going downstairs a flow activity for you? That's why you always take the stairs. You're like, yo, I got to get right real quick. I'm going to go up and down these steps and just bliss out.
Do you know the feeling I'm talking about, though?
Yes.
Like, yeah, your feet are actually moving. Like, that was one of the things that when I was young, like first made me realize like, oh, like the thought is not something necessarily that you can fully, you know, put into words. Like there's things happening that I don't have access to. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the part where you're trying to make like the subconscious, like part of your consciousness. And then you're like, wait, it's better when this is just on autopilot.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need to actually look into how that's happening.
Right.
The one actually important thing about the flow state is like back to that musical comparison piece is that the whole reason is like it has to be a challenge, right? So there some people have actually researched, I think it was Swedish researchers found that it has to be like something like 4% sort of above your skill range. So it's not quite enough to frustrate you while you engage in it, but just enough that you're like, wait, I'm able to do this, and it's something is, you know, giving me a little bit of a challenge.
Right.
And that's kind of the sweet spot that people always look for is like, it can't be autopilot, but just a little bit of a challenge. That way it really brings out this feeling of achievement and purpose in what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. Csikszentmihalyi said that like, if you're too good, then you know, despite the fact that you're succeeding at the goal over and over again, like the thing that it made me think of is like Michael Jordan, you know, retiring.
Right. Well, I think it's one of those things too, because it adds to your state of well-being. I think for Michael Jordan, he has to be winning and competing, or else
right.
it sort of he loses that sense of, am I even alive?
Right. And like tennis players, like they have to be going against someone that they're evenly matched against, or else it, like you, if they're playing me, I won't bring, like if Andre Agassi is playing me,
he will lose.
Yeah, he will definitely lose. I could beat Andre Agassi with a frying pan, but he wouldn't be challenged by me, so he would like not need to get into the zone, basically.
Right, well, I guess, yeah, because it would be autopilot at that point. He might as well be playing like a tennis ball machine.
Right.
That's got a weak forehand.
They do call me the machine.
The machine.
On a tennis court.
With the weak forehand.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to come back up to the front
Ooh.
Seat. I'm
what
just
a pleasure.
Full disclosure for the listeners. When you hear this, that's okay. I'm just out here. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. Okay.
Shaking hands, kissing babies.
I love your jacket. It's great. Like your jacket. And the gold embellishments on your jacket as well. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Look at that jacket.
Yeah. Don't worry.
There's a wonderful jacket.
I see. We do a little audience participation. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
I got an eye for style. You know, it's not just about I clearly have an eye for style because I'm in the CX-30.
Yes, yes.
But back to the flow states. I think with flow states, it's interesting to sort of dissect or kind of talk about how it differs from person to person. Because I think right now a lot of the examples are like, well, I'm not Michael Jordan. I'm not, I might not be a chamber musician.
Right.
Or an artist necessarily. And like looking at different people's flow states is also really interesting. Because I think it's just in general, right? It's good to identify that for yourself.
Right.
Because everyone has some kind of activity where that does happen, and you probably didn't realize what it was. You just sort of like, oh, I really like to do, I like to drive, or I like to play video games, or yeah, things like that.
Csikszentmihalyi talks about how you can actually like do this with everyday activities if
right.
you like give yourselves the if you give yourself the right constraints. Like
yeah,
to make getting to work like your drive to work and like beating your record for getting to work in
safely,
a safe
obviously.
Manner, but it's like at a breakneck speed.
Yeah,
you can make that into a flow activity.
Right, and so he was even looking at people who, you know, people who seemingly, I guess on paper, you would say this person is in their like 60s. They work a factory quality control job,
right?
But they were off the charts with like happiness and fulfillment.
Right.
And he would look at people like that and be like, okay, what's the secret here? And in talking to this one guy who I think would quite literally, as cans came down like a line at a factory, would just sort of tap on the tops to be able to understand like, okay, what's inside, or there's too much air, there's not enough, whatever. Yeah, that even by checking through, like sort of using this method of tapping on top of the cans, his day melted by. He's
right.
like, I don't even feel like I go to work, because it's like coming at a speed that is relying on a very developed skill to sort of give him meaning, purpose, and again, gives you that flow
alive.
State.
Yeah.
You were saying like Cormac McCarthy has, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily a flow state, but it's definitely some yeah. kind of state involving his creativity.
Yeah, I always find it interesting to like look at people who are really good at what they do and like what their method is, or like how it feels to them when they're in the flow state. And Cormac McCarthy, when he was writing The Road, said it was basically dictated to him by a voice in his head, and he was just like typing to like keep
wow.
up with the voice.
Wait, so it wasn't even, so it wasn't like thinking, he was like, you
yeah.
know, like in the old, I guess, Greek, like sort of idea of the genius, like being visited by
right.
a genius.
Yeah.
Because I think that's how they used to actually define it, right? It wasn't that you had, or you had a genius, or now people became geniuses. At first you were visited by the sort of genius or like inspiration.
Right. Yeah. Is that how he
explains his like grammar when he writes? He's like, yo, man, it's because this voice is talking to me. I'm
right.
just getting the words out.
I can't
out.
Keep up.
Look, it doesn't capitalize. It
that's
doesn't like, punctuate.
That's why it doesn't put punctuation on anything. It doesn't use commas or quotation marks.
Yeah.
He also wrote a really interesting essay recently that kind of ties into this called the Kukulé problem. That's about the guy who figured out the... He like won the Nobel Prize for figuring out the structure of the benzene molecule.
Okay.
And the way he did it was he was having a nap like by a fire and started dreaming about a snake eating its own tail. And then he woke up and was like, ah, that's it. It's like an Ouroboros is the structure of the thing.
Uh-huh.
So like his mind basically like melted into like having access to, like he couldn't put it into words.
Right.
It needed, like his mind like basically went to this visual place.
Whoa.
But the person who I most like to think of the zone for is, have you ever seen that guy folding the pizza boxes really fast?
No.
You haven't seen that? The guy who's...
maybe like I've seen a gif of it.
Yeah.
Wait, of just like taking cardboard pizza boxes and just going through them wildly?
He like turns it into one motion. For me, it would be 17 motions. Like it would take me forever.
Wait, but don't you have to like fold like five sides?
He's like folding it as he's throwing it forwards and then like bending it. It's really incredible.
Is this something you saw at Mac and Manco's Pizza or something?
Mac and Manco's, shout out. Shout out to Mac and Manco's.
Wait,
Ocean City,
wait, is it, this is just a video?
Yeah,
that
it's
seen?
Just a video. That, oh. But I do love videos of people who are like really into, who are just like way too good at everyday tasks.
Yeah, like, or you see people just like even chefs, like,
right.
like breaking down a pineapple
yeah.
in like 3 seconds. Like,
right.
I mean, exactly. I think that's sort of what people like. That's exactly the kind of zone you're in, because at a certain level, even with, if it's pizza boxes or wielding a knife with a pineapple, like
right.
you need to have the skill to do that
yeah.
or else you can completely get taken out of it or even hurt yourself.
Yeah.
As I've learned.
Dan O'Brien gets really into loading dishwashers. Like that gets him in his flow state.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the challenge there?
Just like doing it fast, like doing it like perfectly, putting everything in the right spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of flow states you rock with?
Miles.
Oh boy.
One of the things, even though I'm not a gamer, one of the reasons that I'm not a gamer is because I've had video game playing experiences where my time just like melted away, like completely. I had like no access to what I was doing
for
4 hours while playing Angry Birds. I know. Angry Birds really got me, man.
You're like, man, it's that one. It's like, it's so big. I don't know how to get around that.
Right.
Boss pig.
What about you?
I have a few different ones. I guess we'll go back. We'll trade. Okay. I think in line with that, video games is definitely something that gets me in a state where time melts away. And I think that's a lot of the reasons why gaming is pretty big, because I think most people would describe it as an activity that you're engaged in, requires a little bit of skill, unless you're just, you know, pwning people online. I don't know if you're playing a bunch of noobs. But, like, you know, it requires a little bit of skill. It gives you instant feedback, like, because you can see exactly what you're doing on the screen. And it gives me a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
I can't. It's really, like, one of those things where I can look down and, like, I have wasted. Well, not wasted, but, like, I'll look down and I'm like, okay, 3.5 hours have passed.
Yeah.
And I need to get up and do things. But it's very enjoyable. I think another thing for me actually is like driving in like new cities or places where I'm not as familiar with the roads. I mean, I think being in L.A., like we drive very, it's like we are on autopilot for the most part, because we have our predefined routes to get from point A to point B. We know all the roads. And also with traffic, you're not driving very quickly.
Right.
But when I find myself driving in other places, like, I'm so just fascinated, engaged, and then, like, just, I don't know, I treat it like a more of a, like a task or something.
Right, when I'm like more sort alive of, to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's something that also, you know.
Although I will say that you and my other friend who grew up in Los Angeles, like, really come alive, like when you're in the car in LA, just like figuring out the best way to go. Yeah. Like, because you guys know, like, you have the whole map of the city basically in your mind. So it's, they actually say that like one of the most developed brains are cab drivers in London, because because they just know like an entire city and like all the different.
I think part of the test though also is like that you have to know almost without maps the entire city. And I think that's that's a skill that we're losing as people, you know?
Yeah, no, I do wonder how much, like, the fact that people are now relying on Waze instead of, like, really engaging with, you know, the grid of their city and, like, the act of getting where they need to go is affecting, you know, that might have something to do with, like, rising, because, like, accident rates went way down and then they started going back up again, especially when it comes to pedestrians.
Well, I think also too, it's because when you engage your mind like that, it is like a muscle. Right. So in a way, not that it could atrophy or whatever, but you aren't keeping your tools as sharp as they can be. And I think that's a really important thing to think about. Another really big one for me, I realize I'm not actually doing it enough and could be leading to my sense of not feeling as alive as I could be, is actually like playing and making music.
Right.
I used to do that a lot. Like almost in college every day. I was like a producer who was not making any money, but I could sit at my computer. I could bring in samples. I could play keyboard, bass or whatever. And it would instantly, I'm not even joking. Like 8 hours could pass. And I would have this, like, you start vibing with your own work or whatever. You have that instant feedback. It'll be the skill involved is sort of trying to figure out what kind of chords you want to use, what kind of rhythms you want to use, and things like that. And that is such a beneficial activity. And I think it's really important, I think, for anyone listening, too, is, like, realizing, like, what those things are for you. Because it could be as simple as, like, you know, they had truck drivers who were in one of his books, too, who were just saying, like, purely doing that on the road, knowing I have to like be careful, get this thing safely from point A to point B, is super engaging. And the time goes by. I think it's really important that like everybody tries to figure out what that is for them, what that means to them.
Yeah, that was actually one of the really cool things about this experience is Mazda gave us like a half hour to talk to one of their engineers, and they were talking about how they engineer the car, like including up to like the split second, like which wheel is moving faster, which wheel is getting the emphasis.
Yep, dude.
To
G-vectoring.
Yeah, to specifically... like feel, as opposed to, you know, being right on the nose, like of whatever, like the scientific balance would be. They actually engineer it to what it feels like to the driver.
Well, right, because it's all about, I mean, in the abstract, you can crunch numbers and say mathematically,
right,
this is the ideal thing. Or even with, you're talking about a flow state that you can say, well, these are the parameters, but at the end of the day, it really is the feeling of it. And I think that's what's interesting is, I think most car companies would be like, okay, how do we get it as tight as possible on paper?
Right.
And that's it. Ship it off because we figured out mathematically, engineering, from an engineering standpoint, this is the best thing. But for them at Mazda, they go, okay, we know what the best thing is on paper. Now how do we also then find that middle ground, the balance between what's perfect, maybe algorithmically, mechanically, and then what's sort of perfect from an experiential side? And I think that's really, you know.
It's kind of dope. They kind of add a soft science element to the hard science of, you know, engineering.
They're going to have trouble getting me out of this car, actually. I know the auto show's happening, but
I can't
go back to my Mazda 3 after being the X30. Can I?
It is super nice.
The stitching
really does do it for me, man.
It's also this perforated leather on the back. It feels like I'm racing.
All right, let's take one more break, and we'll come back and talk about some of the benefits of flow.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. And are there any other experiences that put you in a flow state you want to talk about? I was going to say that riding, we were talking before, one of our sales people works or used to go to Ocean City, New Jersey, when she was growing up, just like me. And that brought me back to body surfing. Body surfing was a thing that just like I would go out there and like be there for like 5 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just in
how
the water.
How many times did you just get absolutely slammed?
Demolished.
Yeah.
I loved getting like that. That was fun because you're just like kind of.
Wait, that's fun getting slammed?
Yeah. I mean, because the waves on the East Coast aren't as big. Yeah.
Man, the few times I tried body surfing places where it was big, I nearly dislocated my shoulder.
Yeah.
Because you get that first arm out and then when you get down, ooh. A lot of injuries happened on a beach in Costa Rica once.
Actually, that happened to me in Ocean City 2 years ago when I was in terrible shape.
Nope, never happened. Yeah. Okay, full disclosure, 2 years ago, wrecked myself.
Yanked my arm behind my back.
Is it being in the water or you think it's just that?
I think it's being in the water. It's what Csikszentmihalyi talks about with like having the overall goal, but then like smaller goals in between.
Right.
You know. Just being in there, treading water, like picking a wave. But
right.
Then, yeah, just overall the experience of it, and you kind of dissolve into the ocean.
You know what would be so hilarious is like a body surfing mixtape. It's just you. But using GoPros and stuff for like a drone.
Right.
And you're just out there like, dude, super slow-mo. This guy's catching a wave. He's
like
almost 40.
An arm in the middle of the wave.
Yeah, he's just cutting it
so
up.
So tight. What's the ideal soundtrack for a body surfing
mixtape?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Flo Rida? Something by Flo. I don't know. Actually,
Hustle
that's
and flow.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay, so when you look at we talk about flow a lot and how it's good or whatever, but there are actual tangible benefits. Obviously, aside from the enjoyment aspect, a lot of it does actually have an effect on your well-being, associated with your subjective well-being, and sort of, you know, when you're able to do these activities that put you in this state, each time you do it, it just kind of bumps your well-being or your sense of purpose up just bit by bit. And also just generally it adds to your like feeling of overall happiness. Like when they actually talk to people who regularly engage in it or have identified flow states, like how they feel after it, increased levels of happiness, or even at your job, right? If you actually end up having a job where what you do puts you there, like I know some of our listeners like are butchers and things like that.
Yeah.
And you can tell, I'm sure, you know, processing those things requires skill. You want to do it quickly. You have instant feedback. Boom. And it also leads to just, you know, you're more productive.
Shout out to him. What's that butcher's name?
Travis. Yeah.
Yo.
American Butcher.
When you see him putting work in,
yeah.
Like you definitely can like feel the flow state through the through the screen.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why, like even what you're talking about, like with that pizza box thing.
Right.
When you watch it, you're like, you can contact.
Yeah, contact.
Contact flow.
Contact
flow. Flow state, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they talk about yoga being like kind of being a way to almost hack yourself into a flow state a little bit, because it's like putting you, it's making you mindful of your body in a way that's like sort of in line with kind of flow state.
Right. And I think a lot of people think too, like if you, there is something that they refer to as just sort of general mindfulness.
Right.
And that's sort of a step down, but at the same time still has those benefits, because, you know, being mindful is just adding a level of awareness or just taking yourself out of autopilot. So even as something as simple as you're driving, like even being like, okay, how aware can I be as I do this? Like, when am I braking? When am I turning the wheel? So mindfulness is like another way to at least begin to move in that direction, I think, just to become familiar with that feeling.
Yeah. With driving, like I jokingly mentioned getting to work at breakneck speed, but you can also do it like one way that I've been able to do it through driving.
Very
is, like,
slowly and have everyone hop behind you.
Drive as slow as possible. See if you can make it take 2 hours to get to work. No, try and like find ways to make other people's days like just tiny bit better, like by like letting somebody in.
Oh,
or, you know, like,
I mean, I could talk about that all day. that what you're talking about is almost really a realignment of how you're even engaging day to day, because I think a lot of the times we're always thinking of like, well, what can I get?
Yeah, what can I get?
Who's going to give me something?
Yeah.
And I think when you do that too, a lot of the times you'll find yourself in situations where maybe the universe is like, what can I get from you?
Right.
And you're like, oh, what? Yeah. Versus like what you're saying, you're out here being like, how can I serve?
Yeah.
How can I add?
Yeah. To this? I mean, I think they, you know, even like regardless of religious beliefs, like people who have those sort of frameworks that they're working within tend to have like higher levels of overall like well-being and just like
mental. Oh yeah. No, I think in general, right? Like I think the more you can, you know, as I shift to Miles's philosophical corner, the more of like an abundance mentality you have. Like, you know, when you're...
Do we have the theme song, by the way, for Miles's philosophical
corner? Miles's philosophical moments, brought to you by Oprah. no, like those moments, right, where you're... if you feel that there's more abundance, you'll be more generous because right. You see that there's much to give. Right. And I think when you look at things as being finite, or you have a scarcity mentality, that's when you see people, especially in LA, where they're like never let anybody into a lane or right. like never want to be accommodating. It's because they're just like, they're operating in a place where it's like, well, if I do that, then there's nothing for me. And then I'm getting to my place, you know? Yeah, and yeah. I think that's what's, yeah. I just want to see how far this seat goes back. Sorry, guys. I'm doing an experiential thing in the car right now.
This is new for me being in the passenger side. This is a very nice passenger side, but
Are you never in the passenger seat?
Never wants to drive. I'm always.
Is yours automatic? Oh, this is going back. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is this legal?
All right, we're going to take a nap. Is that cool?
Yo, this is going so far back. Oh, wow. I love this.
Yeah, this is nice.
You know what? This could now see. Now I'm ready for therapy. Jack, tell me about your childhood. Did you ever sit in the front seat as a child?
By the way, listeners, that was the sound of me weeping.
that was you laughing. That wasn't a playful laugh. I don't like where this is going. Also, this has really great crash
radius. Crash radius?
Rating, not radius.
Really great crash radius, you know, the whole thing.
You know, when it's a big car guy.
Might be obvious to you.
Oh, see, that's where I come in. You know,
yeah.
Because I... Hold on.
Although this has been super cool. Like,
well, no, I think even too, like what the engineer we were talking about, his background is like rally car driving.
Right.
And then to even talk about just sort of how that philosophy even goes into their cars, even though you might not be doing, you know, driving rally tracks right. or courses, go, you know, blasting through Baja.
Right.
You still, those same philosophies are put into just your everyday driving because those are subtle things that actually add to the overall experience. And, you know, I'm just going to say, Mazda, I'm not getting out of this car.
Right.
I'm saying this now.
He's serious. When he gets this tone, you guys, it's not a joke.
This is me saying, I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
And I will
be a problem.
Please keep these cameras rolling.
A lot of people.
because I have found, man, seriously, what do we got to do?
You look pretty good.
For me to stay in here. Do I look good in here?
Yeah, you fill it up.
What are you basing that off of?
What am I basing it
like
off
what
of?
Just
your posture, your general, like you've adjusted the seat right to like where I feel like you would be sitting.
Do I look confident?
you look confident and fulfilled.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, on a deep level.
I mean, no, I'm feeling like I'm living my best life right now. Mm-hmm. And it's not because there are all these cameras around us.
Right.
Maybe that too.
Yes. You've been smiling broadly like a cheerleader for the past 40 minutes. I'm kind of impressed that your face hasn't cracked.
Well, I'm the self-proclaimed king of the LA Auto Show.
Yeah,
please
yeah.
come by my throne at any point. yeah, so with that, y'all, thanks so much for joining us on this special episode.
Very special episode.
And also, let us know, like, you know, what your flow states are, because I'm always curious. Like, people have so many different ones. My mom's is just... literally trimming cactuses in her backyard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say feeding possums.
No. Well, I think feeding possums is her passion.
Right.
But she doesn't achieve a flow state. That's just sort of out of her overall ethos as a human being. She has to project weird stories onto possums as to why they need to be helped. they're always single mothers, just so you know.
Actually, one question I had is watching movies, that can't be a flow state, right? Because, like, it's completely passive.
It is very passive.
Right.
But I think if it makes you more mindful, that's one thing.
Makes time melt away. And I also have like a weird connection where like I remember where I saw every movie that I saw in theater. Like,
did you used to keep all your movie ticket stubs?
No, I never did that.
I used to as a kid. I'd collect them and then I lost them all. I used to really think it was the coolest thing for to me. Like, look at all my movie ticket stubs.
Right.
I saw Three Ninjas without my mom.
Right.
Just so,
40 pieces of 40 Three Ninjas tickets.
Right. I saw it a bunch. Yeah.
All right. Well, shout out to you guys for listening to this, and let us know about your flow states.
Yeah,
shout out to Mazda.
Yeah, Mazda. Thank you so much for having us again. You know, at the end of the day, it was the alignment of two great brands. You know, obviously iHeart, but the Daily Zeitgeist, more importantly,
yes,
and Mazda.
Most importantly,
and I think you look. Eventually, I feel like they maybe we'll have our own custom car.
Yeah.
The Zeitmobile.
The Zeitmobile?
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, it's happening.
With like footnotes just on the side, yeah, with racing stripes.
We saw those bootleg headphones that had the Zeitgeist logo on them.
On Amazon.
Yeah, on Amazon. Somebody's bootlegging our logo. So maybe we should Google, see if anybody's made the Zeitmobile.
I'm going to talk to Dino after this at Mazda. I'm going to say, look, man, we need the racing car. We need the Daily Zeitgeist car. I want to mob through the streets of LA so people already know. I want them to hear us coming down the street.
And would you mind requesting that we have like a airbrushed portrait of ourselves?
Oh, on the hood?
Our heads on babies' bodies.
Like
with
cherubic?
Wings. Yeah, cherubic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the version? Is
what?
Four
no,
cherubs?
That's not something that I have on my hard drive.
It's just like you just doing all these iterations of yourself as a cherub. You're like, yes. That's your secret flow state.
Yeah.
Trying to find yourself as a cherub. All right, well, follow us on Twitter and Instagram and all that.
Yeah,
you know what it is. And thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.